You're listening to SBS News.
Tanya Petras describes her daughter as only a loving mother could.
She was a very, very beautiful girl. She's loud, fun, bubbly. She loved to draw. She loved to sing. She loved water.
Myrna Aprem was just 4 weeks shy of her 21st birthday, but instead of planning a party, her mother is planning a funeral. Miss Aprem was diagnosed with autism and epilepsy and had slipped below the water in a bathtub and drowned. Miss Petras, a single mother of six children, is now demanding to know how her daughter could have been left alone to die.
Everybody knows epileptic children, they cannot be left alone, especially shower and bath. And we supply them with a medical report, and we told them about her seizures, and definitely cannot be left in the bathtub and supervised, and she cannot lock the door. That night, my daughter left in the bathtub and attended.
Miss Petras explains she had long been reluctant to ask for help caring for Myrna, but was left with no choice after Myrna's behaviour became increasingly difficult to manage.
The reason I put my daughter there was her behaviour and her seizure was getting more frequent. And as a single parent, I was going through massive financial stress, so I wanted to go back to work to support myself and the kids.
Fearing her daughter might fall down the stairs or collapse in the shower, Miss Petras decided Myrna needed 24-hour care. But she says recommendations and help from different organisations to find a suitable home were in vain.
We visited these places, we had a meeting after meeting after meeting, and they reassure me this place is 24-hour care. And they were the best in the country, but obviously I failed to protect my daughter.
Police were called to the care home at about 7 p.m. on May 23 after Myrna was found unconscious. Paramedics were unable to save her life. New South Wales Police told SBS News the death has been treated as not suspicious. In a statement to SBS News, Afford, which operates group homes in Sydney's western suburbs, says that it is fully cooperating with authorities. It also says it promotes the highest standards of best practice within the disability sector. But that is little comfort for Miss Petras.
All I care about right now, I just don't want any other parents to go through what I'm going through. It's too late for Myrna, and I cannot bring her back. All I want from all of you, just to protect all these children who they cannot care for themselves, and that's why we put them in 24. And we trusted these people. I trusted these people with my daughter's life, and they took her away from me.
A report into Myrna's death will be prepared for the coroner. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.